大家平安。
All the brothers and sisters in Christ, peace to you.
我们也特别欢迎今天来临真耶稣教会参加聚会的朋友们。
We also welcome all the friends who are having service with us in the True Jesus Church.
今天是安息生日。
Today is the Holy Sabbath.
也是我们的布道会。
It's also our evangelical service.
愿神丰盛的慈爱恩典祝福与你们同在。
May the Lord's abundant grace and blessings be with us.
今天下午我们要一起来分享的题目是从神而生。
This afternoon's topic for mutual sharing is born of God.
无论你是从哪里来。
Regardless of where you are from.
哪一个国家。
Which country.
哪一个乡下。
Which town.
你总是有来到世上的一个方法。
There is a way for you to come into this world.
就是被生出来。
You are born.
我们在座应该是没有人自己把自己生出来的。
There's none of our hearers who is born of themselves.
你的出生会影响你的一生。
Your birth will affect your whole life.
因为从什么东西生出来。
Because whoever you are born from.
会影响我的命运。
It will change your destiny.
比如说一只如果是狗生出来的就是狗。
For example, if you're born of the dog, you are a dog.
猫生出来的就是猫。
If you are born of the cat,
人生出来的才是人。
If you are born of a man, you are a man.
但是不同的人有不同的命运。
But different kind of men, different kind of people have different destiny.
比如说，如果是国王或者王后、女王把你生出来，那你的命运就是王子的那个贵族啊。
And if you are born of the king and queen, you have the status of a prince or princess.
如果生你出来的是一个很穷苦的乞丐，那么可能你的一生也是蛮悲惨的。
If the one given birth to you is a beggar, then you probably live a harsh life.
我们的人生啊，自古以来哲学家一直在想两个问题。
Ever since the old philosophers always pondered two questions.
到底人从哪里来？
The question is, where do human beings come from?
真的有神吗？
Is there truly a God?
人可不可能从神那边来？
Can human beings possibly come from God?
第二个问题，如果有神的话，那我跟他到底有什么关系？
Then the second question is, if there's a God, what is my relationship with God?
这个就是我们今天要探讨的。
And today that is our topic of discussion.
所以我们今天要探讨到底人从哪里来。
So today we'll discuss, where do we come from?
圣经告诉我们很清楚
，The Bible tells us very clearly，
人呢是从神来的
，That man comes from God，
人呢都是神的儿子
，That man is the children of God，
人呢是神的创造
，That man is the creation of God。
我们来看看新约的路加福音
，Let's turn to the Gospel of Luke in the New Testament。
路加福音的第三章
，Luke chapter three。
路加福音的第三章啊，从二十三节开始记载耶稣基督的家谱。
From chapter three, verse 23, it starts record the genealogy of Jesus Christ.
三章二十三节，这里说耶稣开头传道，年纪约有三十岁，一人看来他是约瑟的儿子。
23 says, Now Jesus himself began his ministry at about 30 years of age, being the son of Joseph, as was supposed.
然后呢？就一直推上去，到底耶稣是谁生出来的呢
？And then the genealogy went on to see who is the forefathers of Jesus Christ.
一直推上去
，and all the way and keep on pushing.
不晓得大家的回去乡下有没有看过你们的族谱
？I wonder if when you ever return to your hometown, have you ever seen your own genealogy?
我们一般中国人如果回到乡下，你的出生的地方啊，如果你是比较大的族或者是有钱人啊，都会有祠堂，里面会有一本你的族谱。
I know that for Chinese people, when we return to our hometown, usually, if your last name is very large, there will be a place where you can find your own genealogy.
族谱里面就记载你爸爸的爸爸的爸爸的爸爸，一直问下去啊，到底是谁？
And within the genealogy, you'll find the name of your father, the father's father, and grand-grand-grandfather, and keep on pushing.
有这种族谱的就会记载得很清楚。
And such a genealogy will record very clearly.
但是一般的族谱啊，再好的计算，再好的记录啊，大概也是十几代，再上面就没有了。
And regardless how good a genealogy is, usually it only records up to a dozen generations. And if you go on to that, there's none.
如果你可以问到说啊，我祖宗十八代那个人是谁？那已经很不简单了。
If you're able to trace 18 generations before you, that's already very difficult.
但是就算一直问上去，第一个中国人，如果我们在座都是华人的话，那第一个中国人哪里来呢？
And if we are continuing on to calculate to find out who is the very first Chinese, since we are all Chinese.
当然了，那个时候的不是叫什么中国人不中国人。
Of course, at that time, it wouldn't be that person wouldn't be called Chinese or not.
因为所有的人类有一个源头。
And from that, we know that all human beings there is a source.
无论你是哪一个种族的人的族谱的源头，一直推上去会有一个共同的源头。
Regardless of which race you come from, when we trace back, there is one common source for all.
都有重复的，会交错的。
And it will be combined or it will intercalate.
如果你看路加三章三十八节，这里说
，If we read Luke chapter 3 verse 23,
这里说有一个人叫以挪士，他是赛特的儿子。
Here is someone called Enosh. He is the son of Seth.
赛特是亚当的儿子。
And Seth is the son of Adam.
我们知道亚当就是第一个人。
And Adam is the very first man, verse 38.
第一个人是谁把他生出来的呢？
And who gave the birth to the very first man?
亚当以下的人都是爸爸跟妈妈结婚生出来的。
Everyone who come from Adam, all of them, they are coming from their parents.
那第一个人是谁把他生出来的呢？
But who gave birth to the very first man?
当然就不是妈妈跟爸爸生出来的。
Of course, it wouldn't be his parents.
圣经讲得很清楚，亚当是神的儿子。
The Bible is very clear, Adam, the son of God.
就是亚当呢，是从神生出来的。
And Adam is born of God.
有人就说了，这个圣经的话好像是很复杂，好像很深奥。
Some people when I say the Bible's word is very complicated, hard to understand.
其实并不复杂。
But actually, it's not complicated.
圣经讲得很清楚，人是从神来的。
The Bible is very clear that man come from God.
怎么来的呢？
How does that man come about?
我们看创世纪的第二章。
Let's turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 2.
二章的第七节。
Chapter 2, verse 7.
创世纪的二章的第七节。
Genesis, chapter 2, verse 7.
耶和华神用地上的尘土造人，让生气吹在他的鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。
7. And the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostril the breath of life. The man became a living being.
无论你相不相信圣经其实早就很多人都在引用圣经。
Whether or not you believe the Bible, already a lot of people refer to the Bible.
这里说神用地上的尘土来造人。
Here it says the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground.
人是神造的。
And man was created by God.
而且是用尘土造的。
And was created using the dust of the ground.
你这个身体也是尘土。
And so your body you have is made out of dust.
你相不相信呢？
Do you believe?
在这里洗澡哇，打完球出很多汗我还没洗澡哇，身体搓一搓，全部是什么？黑黑的那些土
So if you are exercise and you after sports, before you take a shower, when you scrub your hands, it's all like black things.
人离世的就是贵土。
And when you are passed away, you go back to the ground.
无论你是火烧的，或者是土葬的，最后都是变成土。
Whether or not you cremated or buried, you go back to earth.
没有什么不一样。
Nothing is ever changed.
当然，火葬是比较便宜。
Of course, cremation is cheaper.
买一块地要葬起来也比较贵。
But if you want to buy a land, that's more expensive.
但是过了几十年、一百年之后，都是变成土。
But after 100 years, you all return to dust.
因为这是人的本质就是土。
Because that's the soul essence of man, they are made of dust.
它是没有什么价值的。
It doesn't have a lot of value.
真的，人死了，这个身体也没有价值。
Truly, once you pass away, your body is valueless.
人活着的时候，这个身体很有价值。
When you're alive, then this body has value.
人死了，这个身体一点价值都没有。
And after you pass away, your body has no value.
所以还要付钱给人家来处理遗体。
And you had to pay someone to process your remains.
这个叫土啊。
It's dust.
但是人的尊贵在哪里？
So why is man noble?
因为人是神造的。
Because man is created by God.
这里说神造人的时候吹了一口气。
Here it says God breathed into the nostril of man when he created man.
因为这口气的话，人就有生命了。
And because of this breath, man have life.
如果没有生命，就是说断了气。
And if you don't have a life, you have lost that breath of life.
很多人虽然没有信耶稣，没有读圣经，但是都在讲圣经的话。
Truly, when a lot of people, even though they don't read the Bible, they are reading, they are speaking the word in the Bible.
这口气没有了，生命就没有了。
When you don't no longer have that breath of life, you are dead.
所以人因为有了神给的这一口气。
And because of this breath of life given from God.
所以就是成为有灵的活人。
We become a living being with spirits.
所以人是跟所有动物不一样的。
That is why man is very different from all the animals.
圣经没有说狮子啊、老虎啊、大象啊是神造的，是从神圣的，没有这样讲。
The Bible never say that the lions, all these living creatures, they are born of God.
他们是神造的，但是不是从神生的。
They are created by God, but they are not born of God.
所以你要宰它来吃，你要养它或是宰它，让它生要它死都没有关系。
That's why whether you kill it or you want to make it alive or die, it doesn't matter.
但是人就不一样。
But man is very different.
我们看创世纪的一章二十六节。
Let's read Genesis chapter 1 verse 26.
一章的二十六节。
126.
这里说啊，神说我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式来造人，使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜、全地，并地上所有一切的爬虫。
26. Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the bird of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth.
圣经说既然人是神生出来的，神造的，所以人就有神的形象。
So because men are created and born of God, they have the likeness of God.
有些时候啊，你看到别人的小孩跟别人的爸爸，哇，真的长得很像。
Sometimes when you see children coming from, they look very like their parents.
甚至你认识这个孩子啊，你没有见过他父母，但是你看到有一天在报纸上面看到，或者是在学校附近看到，说，哎，这个是父子，这个是母女。
Sometimes without even seeing their parents, sometimes you see them walking together or saw on the newspaper, you immediately recognize that that's their parents.
因为从谁生的就会像谁。
Because whoever you are come from, born of, you look like that person.
不但只是外表像，还有个性也会像。
Not only does your appearance, your characteristic are alike.
人类是从神生的。
So men come from God.
所以人本来是有神的形象。
So originally men have the likeness of God.
是很尊贵的。
It's very noble.
所以人称为万物之灵。
So man is the most
the spirit of all mankind.
The spirit of all creation.
所有的那种牲畜是没有灵魂，那人有灵魂的。
And all the creatures, they don't have a spirit, but men they do have spirit.
请问在座的朋友、亲戚、弟兄姐妹。
So I ask all the brothers and sisters and all the relatives, our friends.
你相信你有灵魂吗
？Do you believe you have a soul?
你有灵魂就没有想过。
Have you ever thought about that you do have a soul?
如果你觉得你没有灵魂,
if you think that you don't have a soul,
那很可怜哦,
then you are very pitiable.
人怎么可能没有灵魂?
How can men not have a soul?
如果没有灵魂就跟动物没有两样
了。 Without soul, you are no different from the animals.
就是因为有灵魂我们是比较尊贵。
And because it is because you have soul, you are more noble.
动物一出生它的生理的要求就是我有吃饭我有睡觉我有交配他动物的一生他就满足了。
And for the animals, all they need is to eat, drink, and produce the next offspring. They are satisfied.
但是人是不一样。
But man is very different.
就算你有吃饭
，even if you eat,
有的睡觉
，you're able to sleep.
有结婚生了孩子
，you're able to pass on to the next generation.
那是只是满足你人生的几个部分而已。
But that only satisfies a portion of your life.
你看现在社会很多人什么都有。
If you look at it in this society, a lot of people, they have everything.
但是很多人心很空虚。
But they feel very empty in their hearts.
当他有了一切的时候，反而更空虚。
When they possess all the things, they felt even more empty.
为什么呢？
How come?
因为他们不知道他们是从神生的。
Because they do not know they are born of God.
我们看《使徒行传》十七章。
Let's turn to the book of Acts, chapter 17.
既然我们是从神生的，我们就要怎么样做呢？
If we are born of God, then what should we do?
《使徒行传》的十七章
，Act Chapter 17。
我们来看第二十六节
，17 Verse 26。
《使徒行传》十七章二十六节
，17:26。
他从一板造出万族的人，住在全地上，并且预先定准他们的连线和所住的疆界。二十七节
，27。
要叫他们寻求神，或者可以揣摩而得。其实他离我们个人不远。二十八节
，28。
我们的生活、动作、存留都在乎他，就如你们做事的人，有人说我们也是他所生的。
26-28。And he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed time and the boundaries of their dwelling, 27, so that they should seek the Lord in the hope that they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each of us. 28. For in him we live and move and have our beings, as also some of you own prophets have said, for we are also his offspring.
圣经说, 神呢, 从一个人呢, 这是一本呢, 造出万族的人。
Here God, the Bible says that man, God has created from one blood every nation.
今天科学家已经证明了, 人类的DNA证明人类有共同的祖先。
So the scientists today, they have proven, according from our DNA, we all have one common ancestor.
无论你是白人、黑人、黄人，什么人都好。
Regardless of which color of skin do you have,
你的DNA啊, 的组成是一样的。
The composition of your DNA is same.
所以黄种人可以捐器官给黑种人。
So those who have yellow skin can donate their organs
白人,
to the one that have
白人,
black.
白人的血, 黑人可以用。
And the blood of a Caucasian can be used by black people.
我们是一个祖先的。
Because we have the one common ancestor, common source.
猪的心放在人的身上就不能用啊。
But if you put the heart of a pig and put it into a heart of man, you wouldn't be able to use it.
所以人类是从神从一个人开始造出来的。
So out of one person, God created all nations.
还有呢, 神把我们放在全地上。
And God has placed us onto all the earth.
给我们定了两个线。
He gave us two boundaries.
第一就是给我们连线,
the boundary of our life.
你能够活多久, 神就已经决定好了。
How long you can live, it's pre-appointed by God.
无论你怎么养生啊,
regardless how you take care of yourself,
你生命也是有限度,
your life is limited.
人生的寿命啊, 其实大部分决定于你的DNA, 科学家已经有证明了。
And the scientists also has determined that your longevity is determined by your DNA.
有一些呢, 拼命抽烟啊, 但是没有肺癌。
Some people, they smoke a lot, but they never have lung cancer.
有一些一根烟不抽啊，就得肺癌。
And there are people who never smoke one single cigarette, they have lung cancer.
当然这不是鼓励我们抽烟。
That doesn't encourage us to smoke.
只是告诉我们科学家，告诉我们人类的寿命很大部分取决于你的DNA里面。
Because this is just to tell us, scientists already determined a great portion of your longevity is determined by your DNA.
或是你能够活多久, 神已经帮你决定好了。
And also, how long you live is already determined by God.
你会不会遇到意外, 会不会能够长命短命, 这个都决定好了。
So don't be surprised that those people have long or short life.
再来, 你所住的疆界。
And also the boundary of your dwelling.
你可以住在哪个地方, 神也是给你限制。
And where you're able to live, God has already predetermined.
如果神可以给你住到多伦多, 你就移民来到多伦多, 就很顺利。
If God allows you to come to Toronto, then you're able to come here very successfully.
如果神不给你来了, 你办了很多移民, 弄了很多次, 也来不了。
And if God doesn't want you to come, regardless how much pain or trouble you went through, you are not able to come.
这个都是人的有限的疆界。
So this is the predetermined boundary of man.
为什么我们又有连线, 又有疆界呢?
So why do we have a boundary with our longevity and our dwelling place?
27.
It is so for us to seek God.
人的有限就是告诉我们要寻找那个无限的。
Because we are limited, we're searching for that unlimited.
因为这个西方很多人啊，夫妇生不出孩子，他们都希望去一些亚洲的国家去收养一些孤儿。
In the Western society, sometimes they cannot have any children. They try to adapt someone from Asia.
这些西方的夫妇，他们都很富裕。And
these couples, they are very rich.
把孤儿收养到自己的国家之后啊，给他们好的教育。And
when they adopted those children, they give them very good education.
好的家庭。
Give them good family.
他们也长大了很优秀。
And they grew up to be a very excellent people.
但是他们每次看看镜子，父母养父养母是白人，那我是黄种人。
When they grow up, when they look at the mirror, they see that they have yellow skin, but their parents are Caucasian.
养父养母对我很好。
Their adopted parents are very good to them.
我的爸爸妈妈是谁呢?
But they will ask, who is my parents?
谁生我出来的呢?
Who gave birth to me?
他们很想知道。
They really want to know.
所以很多故事, 就是无论再辛苦, 他们还是要去找那个生他出来的父母。
So there are many stories regardless how difficult it is, they try to find their birth parents.
千辛万苦啊, 回去自己的国家,
they try their best to search, go back to their original country.
直到找到了, 哇, 他的心那个结, 他的心那个空出来的地方, 在填满了。
And until they found them, their hearts, the empty portion is being filled.
这告诉我们什么?
This is what is it trying to tell us?
人的心啊, 如果没有认识, 神，我们的心还缺了一块。
This is trying to tell us, unless we find God, our heart is missing a portion.
人类是从神生的。
Because we are born of God.
所以二十七节说，我们要寻求神。
So 27 tells us that we had to seek God.
你就可以揣摩而得了。
Then you're able to find him.
其实啊，他离我们个人不是很远。
And actually, he's not far from each one of us.
你不用去坐太空船去外太空去找他。
You don't have to take a spaceship to go to outer space to look for God.
就在你身边。
He is very nearby you.
原来你每天的生活能不能过得下去？
That every day you're living, whether or not you're able to live.
你的动作、你的存留都在乎神啊。
Your move and all your existence is by God.
这一口气如果不是神给我们的，早就没有了。
Without this breath of life given by God, then we are nothing.
或者是遇到交通意外。
Or when we meet up with travel accidents.
所以啊，连外邦啊，这里说连外邦人啊，不信耶稣的人，他们都会写诗说，其实我们都是神生的，虽然他们不知道那个神是谁。
And even the Gentiles and the non-believers, although they don't know who God is, they even wrote, their poets wrote, we are his offspring.
所以这个神是谁呢?
So who is this God?
29节。
29。
我们既是神所生的，这不当以神的神性向人用手艺心思所雕刻的金银石。
Therefore, since we are the offsprings of God, we ought not to think that the divine nature is like gold or silver or stone, something shaped by art and man's devising.
地球所有的生物里面，只有人有拜神的天性。
And all the creatures of this earth, only man has the nature to worship God.
像我们今天肯来教会，就是你觉得说应该要找神来拜啊。
And today you're able to come to this church because you thought that you need to worship God.
动物是不会去拜神的。
Animals will not try to worship God.
因为他没有灵魂。
Because they don't have a soul.
有灵魂的生物就是要拜神。
Only those that have a soul, those creatures, they worship God.
但是既然要拜神，我们要找对神来拜。
If you are searching for God, then surely you want to find the right God.
不要找那个人手造出来的东西去拜啊。
You shouldn't find the gods that's created by human hands.
这里用人的手艺，用你的心思雕刻一个金的、银的、石头的。
If you're using all those materials and the art, the craftiness of man to build this idol,
那个是你造它出来的。
That thing is created by you.
你用钱请人把它雕刻出来的。
You hire someone with your money to create that idol.
那个顶多是一个艺术品而已。
That at most is an art piece.
那个不是你的神。
That is not your God.
你拜那个神是你要确定你是从他出来的。
The God that you worship, you must recognize, you must know that you come from that God.
他比你厉害的。
He is better than you.
他可以掌管你的生命。
He is able to control your life.
他的生死，你的生死祸福在他手上的。
Your livelihood and your blessings and curses come from him.
这个就是创造宇宙天地万物的真神。
That is the true God that created heaven and earth and the whole universe.
而你是从他而生的。
And you are born of him.
你想到这样子多宝贵。
So when you thought of this, so precious.
如果那么伟大的神，你可以跟他连上的关系。
Such a great, awesome God, you're able to connect with him.
多好啊。
How wonderful.
但是问题是，人从始祖亚当的时候就犯了罪。
But the problem is, ever since our first ancestor Adam, we sinned.
犯了罪了，就好像跟爸爸断绝了关系。
And after you sin, it is likened that you have disconnected from your father.
你想一下，如果一个儿子啊，他做了很坏的事，很伤爸爸心的事，
跟爸
爸断绝了关系。
For example, you think of a son did something very horrible, and he cut off his relationship with his father.
这样他就失去父亲的爱了。
And in this way, he lost the love of the father.
但是这个父亲很爱他的儿子。
But this father still loved him.
他想尽办法重建这个父子的关系。
He tried very best to reconnect, to rebuild that relationship.
想尽办法来赦免儿子的罪。
He tried his best to forgive his son.
这个罪太重了。
But this sin is too heavy.
只有他自己成为人的样子。
That only through him coming onto this earth.
成为人的肉身。
Becoming the likeness of a man.
为人类来受死。
That he died for all mankind.
付上这个罪的代价。
That he paid the price of this sin.
只有这个方法。
Only through this method.
所以他就来了。
That's why he came.
所以从神生的。
So when you are born of God.
圣经里面有记载特别有一个人。
That in the Bible especially records a man.
刚刚我们读过路加福音的第二章。
Just now we read Luke chapter 2.
路加福音的第四章啊，路加福音的第三章。
Luke chapter 3.
路加福音的三章二十三节。
Luke chapter 3 verse 23.
刚刚我们讲耶稣那个家谱。
Just now we spoke about the genealogy of Jesus Christ.
耶稣这个人他开头传福音的时候大概三十岁。
When Jesus himself began his ministry preaching, it's about 30 years old.
这里说依人看来他是约瑟的儿子。
Here it says, as was supposed, he is the son of Joseph.
什么叫依人看来呢？
As was supposed, what does this mean?
你从人的角度去看耶稣这个人。
From the perspective of man, if you look at this person, Lord Jesus,
他是个犹太人。
He was a Jewish man.
他是一个约瑟的儿子。
He was the son of Joseph.
他爸爸是做木匠的。
His father was a carpenter.
啊，没有什么地位身份。
He doesn't have a lot of high status.
这个是他的表面。
That's on the surface.
那其实如果你从灵界的角度来看。
But from the spiritual perspective,
主耶稣就不只是人的儿子而已了。
He is not just merely the son of man.
他是神的儿子。
He is the son of God.
我们看路加福音的第一章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 1.
三十四节。
Luke chapter 1 verse 34.
路加福音一章的三十四节。
Luke chapter 1 verse 34.
这是天使跟玛利亚对话。
Here is the conversation of angel with Mary.
告诉玛利亚，你还没有结婚，还是处女，你就要生儿子。
The angel told Mary that even before you get married, while you're still a virgin, you are going to give birth.
要生出救主弥赛亚基督啊。
You're going to give birth to this Messiah, our Savior.
三十四节。
34。
玛利亚对天使说了：“我都还没有出嫁，怎么会有这个事呢？”
The Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?"
三十五节。
35.
天使回答说：“圣灵要降在你身上，至高者的能力要荫庇你，因此你所要生的圣者必称为神的儿子。”
35. And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God."
天底下从来没有听过一个女生是处女，还没结婚就生孩子的。
You never ever heard on this world that before a virgin get married, gave birth.
这不科学的。
This is unscientific.
但是在神凡事都能。
But in God, everything is possible.
主耶稣本来是神。
God, Lord Jesus Himself was originally the God on heaven.
他一定要来到世上救我们的灵魂。
He is supposed to come to earth and save mankind.
但是他不能用正常人夫妻结婚生孩子的方法。
But he cannot use the normal way where a husband knows.His wife.
这样子就有罪了，就有人的原罪在里面了。
Because such a way carries the original sin of man.
所以神的大能要做出人做不到的事。
So God's almighty power did something that man cannot do.
圣灵直接让玛利亚怀孕。
The Holy Spirit conceived Mary.
生出来的就是圣者。
And the one that she gave birth to is the Holy One, is God.
就是神的儿子。
And he is the Son of God.
为什么主耶稣在世上的时候能够不犯罪？
So why is it that when Lord Jesus is on this earth, he is able to not to commit sin?
找不到任何一个错误。
You're not able to find any fault within him.
完全圣洁。
He is completely holy.
因为他是从神生的。
Because he is born of God.
所以今天我们有主耶稣基督可以信靠。
Today we're able to rely upon Lord Jesus.
主耶稣已经给我们开出这条道路。
Lord Jesus has already opened a way for us.
他给我们带来两个礼物。
He gave us two gifts.
今天如果你想要来到主耶稣面前，主耶稣都给你这两个礼物。
Today if you are willing to receive those gifts, he is able to give you those two.
我们看这是什么礼物呢？
What is those two gifts?
我们看约翰福音的第一章。
Let's turn to John chapter 1.
路加福音的一章的十四节。
John chapter 1 verse 14.
路加福音一章十四节。
John chapter 1 verse 14.
一章的十四节。
1:14.
道成的肉身住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace.And truth.
这里告诉我们道成为肉身。
It tells us the word became flesh.
道是看不见的。
The word is not able to be seen.
是神是很抽象的。
Because God is very abstract.
你今天看到神吗？
Today are you able to see God?
你坐在这边你看到什么？
Today when you sit here, are you able to see God?
就好像这双眼睛看不到微波，看不到 X 光。
Just like this physical eyes, you cannot see microwave or X-ray.
也看不到空气。
You cannot see air.
但是它们是存在的。
But all those things exist.
你看不到神，但是他是存在的。
Although you cannot see God, he exists.
但是他很抽象，你怎么了解他？
But he is very abstract. How can you know him?
他成为肉身。
But he The Word became flesh.
你跟我一样，都是一个肉体，
just
都是个人。
Like、all of us, we are flesh, we are a person.
充充满满的带给我们两样东西。
And He full of those two things and brought us those two gifts.
第一就是恩典。
The first thing is grace.
第二就是真理。
Second one is truth.
啊，有一次主耶稣就是给人这两样东西。
And there was once that Lord Jesus gave those two things to men.
有一次很多人听主耶稣讲道。
There was once a lot of people came to hear what Lord Jesus has to speak about.
到天都快黑了。
Until the days already are late,
肚子饿,
everyone's hungry,
又没有地方可以买吃的,
and there's nowhere for them to buy food.
啊, 门徒就跟主耶稣讲,
so the disciples said to Lord Jesus,
赶快叫他们回家了,
maybe you should disperse the crowd.
哎呀, 那, 不然的话, 哪里来那么多食物给他们吃呢?
Or else how can we find so many food for all these people?
啊, 主耶稣就怜悯这些人,
so Lord Jesus have mercy and compassion on these people.
就变饼给他们吃,
so he made more bread for these people.
我们看约翰福音第六章。
Let's turn to John chapter 6.
这是恩典。
And this is grace.
啊，约翰福音的第六章。
John chapter 6.
第十节。
Verse 10.
约翰福音的六章十节。
John chapter 6 verse 10.
耶稣说，你们叫众人坐下，原来那地方的草多，众人就坐下，数目约有五千。十一节。
11.
耶稣拿起饼来，逐谢了，就分给那坐着的人，分与的也是这样，都随着他们所要的。十二节。
12.
他们吃饱了，耶稣对门徒说，把剩下的零碎收拾起来，免得有人糟蹋。十三节。
13.
他们便将那五个大麦饼的零碎，就是众人吃的剩下的，收拾起来，装满了十二个篮子。这里就是主耶稣带来的恩典。
Here is the grace that was provided by Lord Jesus.
他可以把很小东西变得很大。
He's able to provide something that's very little and make it very large.
可以超越不足够。
He is able to overcome the limited.
那五千人那么多。
There's so many people, 5,000 of them.
哪里来的食物给他们够吃呢？
How can there be enough food for all of them?
因为只有五个饼两条鱼。
And especially when they have only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish.
很奇妙，主耶稣祝谢祷告过之后。
But very miraculously, after Lord Jesus gave thanks.
给门徒这样分出去。
And he asked the disciples to give out the bread.
又有一波，又有一波，又有一直来，一直来。
And every time they break the bread, there continues to be bread.
明明是不够的，但是就会有。
Originally, there's not enough, but there's enough.
还会有剩下。
And there's even left over.
我们教会的信主的弟兄姐妹有很多见证，很多恩典。
Today, in our church, all the believers will have a lot of testimonies and a lot of grace.
因为很多时候是跟物质有关系的。
A lot of times, it's related to physical things.
比如说找工作。
For example, when they're looking for a job.
以这种经济的环境。
According to this economy,
以自己这种学历,
according to what kind of credentials they have,
基本上是很难找到好的工作的。
Originally, it's very difficult for them to find a job.
社会那么竞争，基本上轮不到你。
It's so competitive in this society, it wouldn't be your turn.
但是很奇妙。
But very wonderfully,
主耶稣都开路。
Lord Jesus is able to open the path.
你找工作的时候好好祷告。
When they look for a job, they prayed.
不是靠你自己的智慧。
That not according to their wisdom.
哎，主耶稣都给你安排。
That Lord Jesus has already prepared.
哎，开路找到一个很合适的工作。
That He opened the way for you to find a good job.
明明好像不够了。
Originally, it is not enough.
啊，右边有了。
But then you have enough.
啊，我们教会有一个长老。
There was this elder in our church.
他年轻的时候。
When he was young.
啊，常常出外工作。
He often went out to work.
啊，那个总会的薪水啊，总会的生活费啊，常常都迟了寄给他们的家里。
And the salaries from IA is usually sent out very late and arrived very late to the house.
有一年要过年啊。
There was this one year during the New Year.
总会的生活费也还没有寄到。
The IA's salary hasn't arrived.
啊，长老两个在家里，小孩子还是很小。
The elders is at the elder's wife was at the house and the children were very young.
小孩子要说要吃煎年糕。
So the children ask, they want to eat this cake.
煎年糕一定要油多，比较煎的好吃，比较香啊。
And in order to eat this special Chinese cake, you need to have a lot of oils to bake it.
但是长老娘知道厨房的油剩多少。
But the elder's wife knew that how much oil they have.
剩一点点，剩一点点。
It's always so little, so little.
但是孩子说要吃啊，不用也不行啊。
But the children wanted it, and you had to cook it.
哇，每次煎年糕的时候。
So every time she makes this cake.
她知道这个油一定是很快就没有了。
She knew that the oil is almost going to run out.
Hallelujah, 这样子倒下去。
So she just said Hallelujah and poured oil.
倒了一点，煎完了。
And after a little bit after they fried the cake,
没有去注意。
And then she did not pay attention.
这个明天又要煎年糕的时候，又 Hallelujah, 又倒一点出来，又有。
And then the next day, when she fried the cake, she put in more oil and said, Hallelujah, and still this oil.
再隔一天再倒, Hallelujah, 求主帮助, 倒一倒又有。
And the next day, she said the same thing, Hallelujah, and there's more oil.
这样那一瓶油剩下一点点啊, 倒了一段时间。
And just that little oil she used for a portion of time.
直到这个总会的薪水来了,
until the salary from IE came.
啊, 都没有了, Hallelujah, 都没有了, 倒出来都没有了。
And then when she said, Hallelujah, and pour the oil, there's no more.
就去买了,
and when she has enough money, she can buy more oil.
因为主耶稣知道你什么时候需要,
because Lord Jesus knows when you need it.
好, 你好好地去亲近神,
you just need to try your best and draw close to God.
你好好去听道理,
you try your best to hear it in the truth.
好好把信仰放第一位,
you place faith at your first hour's place.
主耶稣就给你安排生活的其他的需要,
then the Lord Jesus will arrange all the things that you need.
这个就是恩典,
this is grace.
信耶稣不是为了要吃那个饼,
but when you believe in Lord Jesus Christ, it's not just to eat that bread.
但是信耶稣的人, 主耶稣不会让你饿,
but for those who believe in Lord Jesus, you will not go hungry.
但是这个不是最重要的,
that is not the most important.
得了恩典之后, 还要了解真理,
after you have received grace, you need to know the truth.
吃完饼之后, 主耶稣讲道理了,
and after you ate the bread, Lord Jesus spoke the words.
我们看约翰福音的第六章,
let's turn to John chapter 6.
26节,
verse 26.
6章26节,
6:26.
耶稣回答说, 我实实在在地告诉你们, 你们找我并不是因为见了神迹, 乃是因为吃饼得饱, 27节,
27.
不要为那必坏的食物劳力, 要为那存到永生的食物劳力, 就是人子要赐给你们的, 因为人子是父神所印证的。
26, Jesus answered them and said, most assuredly I say to you, you seek me not because you saw the sign, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled. 27, do not labor for the food that perish, but the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has set his seal on him.
主耶稣把人生的两种追求讲出来很清楚。
Here, Lord Jesus talked about the two pursuits of life.
第一种追求就是大部分
The first pursuit is what most of majority of people pursue.
就是逼坏的食物。
They pursue after the perishable food.
其实我们今天大家那么辛苦, 就是为了两餐嘛。
Today we work so hard, we labor, it's just for those two meals.
其实不是为两餐, 有人说我要吃三餐的一天, 还要吃早餐。
Actually not two meals, but three meals, because we eat breakfast.
那些食物都是要辛苦用钱去买的。
And all those food, you need to work hard and to earn the money to buy them.
但是那些食物会坏,
but those food will perish.
就是代表你人生所有的追求有一天都会过去。
And it's to represent that all the pursuits that you have in life, one day they will all pass away.
保留不住的。
You cannot maintain it.
它什么时候过去?
When will they go by?
你过去的时候, 那些东西就过去了。
When you pass by, pass away, then all these things are gone.
真的, 人生会过去。
Truly, your life will come to an end.
多去老人院走一走, 你就知道人生过得有多快。
If you go to often to the old people's folk house, then you know how life really passes.
有时候你说我太忙了, 没关系, 有时候, 太忙, 去老人院走一走。
Sometimes you say, yeah, I'm so busy, but if you go to the old people's house,
想说, 其实, 老得很快,
then you realize you age really fast.
几十年这样就过去了。
So many years will just gone by.
去医院走一走, 你就知道说, 那些躺在那边的病人啊, 其实以前也很健康的。
And if you go to the hospital, you realize that all those people who are there, they were originally healthy.
你去墓园走一走啊, 参加丧礼, 去墓园走一走, 你会思想人生的结局。
If you go to funerals and graveyards, and you realize, and you think about the end of life.
那些东西会坏, 我们自己也会坏。
All these things will go away and corrupt. We will go bad and corrupt.
这是我们要为那存到永生的食物劳力。
That is why we should work for the food that lasts to everlasting life.
你要找食物给你的灵魂吃啊。
You have to find food for your soul.
你有没有灵魂? 你先想想看这个问题。
So first of all, you have to think about whether or not you have a soul.
如果你觉得你有灵魂,
if you know you have a soul,
你的灵魂要吃东西。
Your soul needs to eat something. Your soul has to eat the word of God. You have to find a pathway that returns you to God. And in this way, only this way, that your life will not be lived in vain. Where you have come from, you have to go back to the source. And since we are from God,
这口气一断了，回去就是面对神。
When this life that we breathed last, we will return to God.
无论你是君王还是乞丐。
Whether or not you're king or beggar.
好人坏人。
Whether good or bad.
到最后就是要面对神。
At the end, you will face God.
所以我们要从神而生。
So today we are born of God.
怎么样从神而生呢？
How can we be born of God?
看回来，约翰福音第一章。
Let's turn to John chapter 1.
约翰福音的第一章。
John chapter 1.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
约翰福音一章十二节。
Verse 12.
凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就是给他们权柄做神的儿女。
12. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God.To those who believe in His name,
你怎么可以作为神的儿女呢
？How can you become the children of God?
你要接待主进到你的心里。
You have to receive the Lord into your hearts.
信他的名。
You have to believe in His name.
就可以有权柄做神的儿女。
Then you shall have the authority, the right to become children of God.
十三节
，13.
这等人呢，不是从血气生的。
Who were born not of blood?
不是从情欲生的。
Nor of the will of the flesh,
也不是从人意生的。
Nor of the will of men.
以前我们没有认识神之前，我们就是从这些东西生的。
Before we know God, we are born of all these things.
我们是从情欲生的，肉体生的，血气生的。
We're from the blood, the will of flesh, and the will of men.
但是当你接受了主耶稣基督
，But after you receive on Christ,
接待他到你心里
，After you receive him into your heart,
相信他的名
，When you believe in his name,
接受奉他的名宝血的洗礼。
When you receive the baptism according to the name of according to His name,
把罪洗去。
When your sins are washed away,
领受了宝贵的圣灵。
When you have received the precious Holy Spirit,
你就是从神生的了。
Then you are born of God.
我们肉体的生，你没有的选择。
When we are born on this world by the flesh, we have no choice.
你没有办法改变你肉体的父母是谁呀？这个事实。
You cannot change your parents. That is already a fact.
但是你现在可以做一个改变。
But today, now, you can make a choice.
如果你愿意
，If you're willing,
你就可以从神而生。
You can be born of God.
愿神带领我们。
May the Lord help us.
现在我们请中文诗班来献两首赞美诗。
Now we ask the Chinese choir to present two hymns.